Welcome to the Resound Worship Songwriting Podcast, episode 125. I'm Joel Payne.
I'm Sam Hargreaves.
And this is a podcast to equip and inspire grassroots songwriters serving the local church and beyond. In this episode, we will be looking back on June and the Isaac Watts Challenge and setting a new challenge for July. And we're also recording this very early in the month because I want to go on holiday and then we won't have a challenge otherwise. We won't have a podcast otherwise.
No.
So that's so, fair, isn't it?
Yeah. And people are busy, you know, they're doing their holiday things. So
yeah.
They don't want a big long podcast.
They don't want to be listening to podcasts.
Podcasts? That's where we smell.
Oh, that'd be a podcast. Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Like a multi-sensory.
Scratch and sniff.
We did have a session on multi-sensory language at the Wydale Songwriting Retreat last week. So we're now doing podcasts.
Podcasts. We'll send you a scratch and sniff card.
And you just snip it while you... Is there one for you and one for me? And you snip it depending on who's talking.
Yeah, who's talking?
That's
definitely Joel.
It's terrifying.
Oh, that's Sam. Oh, dear.
Yeah. What's been going on, Sam?
Not a lot. Well, as we record, football may or may not be coming home.
Oh, that's true. Well, it's either home or not, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's either settled in, taken off its dirty trainers and raided the fridge.
Or it's out on the street again.
Or it's off somewhere in Spain, having a much nicer time.
So that's happening. We had an exciting win for the 12 song challenges.
We did!
The Pratt Green Trust.
Come on!
Hymn competition in the original text to an original melody category.
As in a completely winners, new hymn, as some of us would call it.
Like writing a song. Susan Goforth and David Hill, congratulations on winning. And highly commended to Emma Billington.
They don't come more highly commended than Emma Billington.
So indeed.
I am not surprised. Isn't that fantastic?
Brilliant. What, yeah, well done, guys.
It's really exciting that whenever there are these online song and hymn writing competitions these days, we quite often see people from our little community popping up on the list.
Yeah. Well done, people.
So that's really cool.
How about you? You went on the Wydale retreat.
I Wydaled it. I did, yes. Hey. Wydale was all the kinds of wonderful that it always is. I always end up with slightly sort of post Wydale blues.
Aww.
Always kicks in a little bit. I think that's probably true for lots of people. It's intense. It's big. It's full on.
Maybe we need to have some sort of come down thing where everyone goes on some sort of silent retreat after the...
Oh, yeah. Or what we should have done is set a blues challenge for...
Oh, good idea.
Oh, no, I should have said that. There's all the people listening to that going, yeah, I want to do that. Can we do the blues? Sorry, it's not blues this month or next. But maybe I should build that in.
I might take over and just do that.
You can do blues if you want.
Yeah.
No, really good. We had probably, I reckon, 2/3 regulars or returning and a third new, something like that. 3/4 and a quarter, that kind of thing.
That's nice.
So that was really nice. Lovely to see the groups working together, writing, and it's always such a treat when they perform on the Wednesday evening.
You had Steph McLeod.
Steph McLeod. Yeah, he was great. He really was, actually. He was with us about 24 hours and did a bit of input on songwriting. Brilliant. And then he did a little concert for us and it was wonderful. Wow. Listeners, if you have not yet come across Steph, if you have not, then Steph PH McLeod, check him out. Look him up on Spotify and things because he really is great.
He knows how to sing, how to write, how to play the guitar. He's
and he pours his heart and soul into it. And he's such a sort of open, vulnerable, generous guy. So we were really, really encouraged by having him. And it helped sort of, helped shepherd us all in certain directions in terms of our writing. So, Wydale done. Tick.
Yay.
Nice one, mate. And then on to Tennessee next.
To Tennessee.
Yeah. So that's looking pretty good. I think there's about 30 of us or so on signed up so far. So there's... still time there. Pretty exciting. So that's the September the 9th to the 13th or 12th. 9, 10, 11, 12. 9th to 12th. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
There was a little Easter egg there that to Tennessee is by a band from the 90s.
Oh.
Anyone spots that reference, you can message me on
to Tennessee.
Facebook and I'll...
It's no use telling me who the band is. I won't have heard of them, will I?
No.
No.
I'm not telling. Someone has to, okay. Has to put it on the
you
forum.
You can write it in the chat. Right, just type in the chat what it is and I'll to tell you if I've heard of them.
No, you haven't got it.
No, I don't know. I give up. Never heard of them. Right, to business. So yeah, we're recording this very early in the month, but nonetheless, we are going to review June. 12-song challenge. The challenge for June was to write songs and hymns inspired by perhaps the father of all modern contemporary song and hymn writing, Isaac Watts himself.
Yeah.
So we had an interview with Dr. Daniel Johnson, who is steeped in the ways and the world of Isaac Watts.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then we just sort of set a bit of a... I felt it was quite an open brief. It was sort of,
yeah.
You know, you could just write a tune for one of his texts or you could read one of his texts and then just frankly write whatever you like. So it was sort of... And everything in between. So we haven't really had enough of the month to deeply consider its profoundest impact on us as songwriters. But we've got enough songs in to maybe pick a few out, that just a few little highlights. So we're not going to get one from each team this time because there isn't time and so on, and there aren't necessarily things in there yet. But Sam, you picked out a few for us.
Yes, let's have John Ross Gill first. He found a really great text of what's called I Love to Rise at Early Day, which is a really gorgeous text.
Mm.
And he's written, a really nice tune to it. So could have a listen.
I love to rise at early day while all is hushed and still and hear my Savior kindly say, come ask me what you will. I love to search his holy law, to hear his words of love, and feel his Spirit sweetly draw my soul to things above. I love to ask by faith and prayer his Spirit's guiding ray through every sense of anxious care, through life's bewildered way. Thus let me spend each rising.
Yeah, that's really nice, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah. Well, it's really a lovely good. Text. It's quite gentle for a Watts text, I think. It's they can feel quite dense, can't they? And there's a certain gentleness to that. That's lovely. And how nice that you listen to these and they're all to fairly standard meters. In fact, somebody said in the midst of some conversations that part of that is because no one was really doing tunes with any other meters back in the day. So they're all iambic and they're all pretty much to the same, which is why they're so interchangeable across a whole bunch of different meters.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's cool.
Great job.
My second offering is Rachel Dunn, who has taken a different approach. So she's still taken the idea of using a psalm and then bringing in some New Testament. And something she wrote at Wydale.
Yeah.
And so she's come with something quite finished quite early in the month. I think this is a really lovely song.
I am tired. Oh, so weary. I don't know how to take another step. The cares of life weigh down on me. another bride. But in the deepest of deep waters, you've always been with me. Pull me to a place of safety. Bring me to a place I'm loved. Reach down from the heights of heaven and lift me up. Light of Christ, shine in my darkness. Make a clear path for my feet. Lifter of my burdens, come give me your peace. I know your love will lead to freedom. I know your love will lead to freedom.
Rachel was in my group at Wydale. Are you allowed to poach people from your Wydale group for your 12 song challenge group? He says.
Yeah. She's, I just think that's great. Really hooky.
Oh, is that lovely? Yeah.
Really good.
Pull me to a place of safety. We talked about one of the sessions at Wydale was about the simplicity of language. And I was particularly talking about using really short, simple words. And some of the, there's quite a lot of research around it, actually. It's quite interesting. But one of the other things that people say when they're talking about writing simply is to strip out the adjectives, because quite often adjectives get in the way. Just let the words say what they say. And this is a great example. Just by using the word pull me rather than lift me or something, it's so obvious that somebody's reaching down. You know, it paints such a picture with one really simple expression. I think that's really clever. And reminded me I was listening to it then, I thought, this is reminding me of Catherine Scott, Hungry.
That
same vibe, that same kind of, I'm drawn into the emotion of this moment. Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah, it's really good. And then I thought, we probably haven't had a song from Keiko for ages on this little bit of, you know, feedback. And I was really struck by what she's done for this month. She's taken that thing of you was talking about, you know, that combines the truth and the affections.
Yeah.
So the inner life. And so she's focused on the John 11 where Jesus is weeping at Lazarus's tomb. And she's written just a really great song. And there's a lot of really deep discussion as well in the comments on this, that as people have been batting about some of the ideas. So yeah, it's really good.
Come wonder at the Saviour's sorrow streaming down his cheeks. Hear raging grief tear from his throat with Mary at his feet. The one who saw him life and light from dark chaotic seas would not prevent her brother's death. Instead the Savior weeps. He weeps. He Christ forget the plan to call his friend back from the dead. The power at his fingertips to crush the serpent's head. And surely he is glad to help his followers believe. Yet when he sees the bitter tears, the mighty Savior weeps.
Crazy. Crazy good.
Crazy. I said crazy good. It's crazy. Yes, really good. Did Christ forget the plan to call his friend back from the dead? The power at his fingertips to crush the serpent's head? Surely he is glad to help his followers believe. Yet when he sees their bitter tears, the mighty Saviour weeps.
Mic drop.
Yeah, amazing.
Good stuff, eh?
That's got affections in it, hasn't it?
Definitely.
I'm gonna pick a quick one out. Again, it's really early in the month, so we just got there. But David Cottrell, who's taken on board this idea of taking a kind of an Old Testament thing as a type of Christ, or in this case, he's talking about the act of salvation in Genesis being a type that points towards salvation through Jesus, as in through the flood, through Noah. So in a world where all was evil, you despaired at what went on. Should you wipe out your creation with a catastrophic flood? Needing one to act as saviour, righteous Noah caught your eye. You commissioned him to build a wooden ark to save mankind. He obeyed as you envisaged, built the craft to your design, took aboard pairs of each species, through the flood kept them alive. When at last the tide receded, earth dried out and all could leave, multiply, increase, be fruitful from now on as you decreed. With a rainbow as the feature, you ordained a covenant, such destruction not repeated all the time you reign on earth. In that first act of salvation, Noah brought them through the flood, pointing to the new creation, grace received through your dear son. Isn't that lovely?
Wow.
Really lovely. Yeah.
Really clever.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great theology in there.
So well done to everybody else for all the other however many songs that we won't have yet seen. Because it is only, like we say, very early in the month. But yeah, well done, everyone. And we can't really pick a star of the month, can we, at this point? Because
a bit early, yeah.
It would just be like the earliest person in the month is who we'd be picking for being the most active. Yeah, but well done, everyone. So we're going to set a challenge for August. What is happening in August, Sam?
August is Olympics month.
It is Olympics month, so we're going to do Olympic Songs Challenge.
I mean, I must say, I'm not a very sporty person. Yeah. I don't watch a lot of sports on TV, but this month we're in right now, as we record, with England getting very far in the football and Wimbledon, my wife is like, who are you? You're watching loads
of sport. It's a sport.
So when the Olympics comes along, goodness knows what's going to happen.
I love it. When the Olympic, particularly when the athletes, well, actually, no, I love getting into every sport. My mother-in-law is the best at this. She gets seriously into every sport. You know, it's something she's never seen before. You know, digital monkey throwing is the latest sport, and she'll know all the rules, she'll know the history of it, who the best in the world are. She'll be, no, foul throw, that was analog, whatever it might be. Yeah. It could be made up. She will be into
I do love the new ones. I love the like crazy wall climbing.
Oh, that's so good, isn't it?
Yeah. And like if you sneeze, you missed it. And
that's staring contest. Yeah. They should put that in.
And like, they should. That would be good. Yeah, I might be all right for that. We could do like thumb war. That would be good.
Yeah.
No, I like the BMXing. You see that last time?
Yes. Yeah.
And skateboarding and stuff. I like all that.
The
crazy
BMX
stuff.
One. It's a bit like that computer. What's that computer game where you keep leaping up and then swooping down and then it's called Tiny Wings or something? There was a little app game. But I like that because it's always on. You can't see me, listener, but I'm swooping and scooping while I talk about it.
What has this got to do with songwriting?
Anyway, so the Olympics. Love the Olympics. And what happens at the Olympics is people come together from every country in the world, give or take, more or less. And people come and they take part in sports. And the motto of the Olympics is faster, higher, stronger. So here's the challenge. Write a song somehow inspired by the Olympics. What? I hate sport, Joel. I don't want to do it. Fine. Don't write about sport. But here's some ideas for how you could do it. And then Sammy, tell me if you can think of any more. The epistles. Paul writes using sporting metaphors all the time. He uses metaphors literally from the games. The Isthmian games or something at the time.
Yeah.
About training, about running. So there's stuff there. It doesn't have to be a song about sport or about running, but you could just... Go and find that passage, get into it, and use that as inspiration. The Old Testament, Isaiah and others, they talk about the ingathering of the nations, all the nations coming together. So write a song about that. Doesn't have to be about the Olympics. I'm not saying the Olympics is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecies. We get that, yeah? Or take one of those faster or higher or stronger things. And what do we got in the Bible? Higher. You know, your love, O Lord, is higher than the heavens. Or God is stronger. That, you know, again, you don't have to do all of them. Just use it as a place to grab something. There's other, you know, you could get a bit more specific. Jacob wrestles with God. I don't know if there's any references to slalom canoeing or... high hurdles or other stuff.
Digital monkey throwing.
Yeah, digital monkey throwing. But there might be. So think about, I don't know, those references. There must, Samson, didn't he do some sort of strength stuff? And, you know, so, you know, maybe there's a particular reference. Weightlifting, I thought this was good. So I'm looking forward to hearing happy. Weightlifting. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary. For my burden is light. He offers to take... So that's about weightlifting. Literally, yep. Jesus lifting our weights. Yeah. What do you think, Sam? Any other great ideas?
Well, I was thinking about like people like listen to music while they're running, don't they?
They do. Yeah.
They have, okay. Like, particular, yeah. Is there a particular beats
there
per
is.
Minute?
That... 180 beats per minute is the cadence at which most professional sports people run. Give or take, more or less around there. So it's a tiny bit higher, a tiny bit lower. But they've done analysis on this. So 180 beats per minute. Now, that's quite hard to do a song at because that's quite fast.
Yeah.
But you could do 90 beats per minute and that would also work. So for what it's worth, Katy Perry's Roar is at that tempo. Piano Man is at that tempo, albeit in threes. Take That, Shine. I know this because I once made a playlist of songs at this tempo so that I could run listening to them and practice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So you could think about a song that people could listen to while they're running or maybe while they're doing, you know, training or, I mean, there is, well, at least there was even such a thing as like praise-a-size. So I don't know if you could write a song that people could do there.
I can sense David Brackenbury writing this one as we, even as you're saying this, he's just somewhere thinking, I need to write praise-a-size. What?
Embrace your neon sweatbands and spandex and all that.
Definitely.
Something like that. Or maybe for like people who do like more stretching, Pilates stuff. It could be something more chilled out.
Yeah.
And then maybe, I don't know, but there is, it seems to me like with sports, there is always that kind of tension of like, you know, people who are sporting, you know, you want to do it to win, don't you? You want to do it to
yes.
Effectively crush your
This
opponents.
Is going to be this difference between you and me. It's going to come out here, isn't it? Because I do it to win, whereas you, Sam.
I do it just for the relationship.
Sorry, I interrupted. Is that what you're going to say? No.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about maybe some people might want to think about, you know, what does it mean to win? Yep. What does it mean to, you know, do we have to crush everyone to be the winners? Is it we are the champions and you are the losers?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's some stuff in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christus Victor.
Oh,
so you could
hello.
Go for that whole kind of winning thing. That's a Google it, friends. But it's a model of the atonement, and it's about Jesus winning on the cross. Yeah, because I like winning, just as England did against Spain a few days ago, or didn't do a few days ago. I was saying that my son, who is 9, in his very short life, he's experienced the England football team getting to a semi-final of the World Cup, final of the European Championships. Getting to the final or winning the European Championships. I'm worried that he's going to grow up without that proper English chip on his shoulder, which is a result of underachievement and disappointment.
Well, and in fact, even England actually winning the Euros.
Yeah, that would...
In the women's team.
Oh, yeah, yes. True. And the World Cup final as well. They were World Cup final, weren't they, last year?
Did they?
Yeah. So, I mean, all he's known is tremendous success by the England sporting teams. And somehow I just need to tell him, son, you don't get used to
last.
This. It's not going to last. What happened to the good old 90s? Well, it all went wrong. It's also, it's in Paris this year. And Well, can you tell you're onto my like onto a subject I like? Wait till we do the cricket songs, because then we're really talking. Have they got cricket? They're introducing cricket, aren't they, in the Olympics next time in America, I think. Or is it this time? I've forgotten. Anyway, it's in Paris, and the modern Olympics was conceived by a Frenchman, and so French is the official language. So, hey, write a song in French.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Oh, that's it. Or some a different language. I mean, so many different ways you could do this. It's Greek. Write something based on a Greek text, like, I don't know, the New Testament or something. There you go. Seriously, that could be your excuse. Yep, this is my link to the Olympics. I've used the Bible, much of which is written in Greek. How's that sound?
Very good.
Very good. I really would like at least a few songs at 180 beats per minute.
Yeah.
Hit it. Yeah. Oh, you could choose the Paralympics as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's other stuff going on there, isn't there? So yeah, come on. Right. Let's wrap it up for now, Sam. And featured song. Shall I see if I can get the Pratt Green people to let me play the song by David and Susan?
Yeah. Great.
Let's do that. This is the Pratt Green Trust winning entry, we hope, by, if it's not, then it'll just be something else, by Susan Goforth and David Hill. Till next time, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.